Welcome to Shorttake. After gaining practical experience as an assistant director and in the script department, director-writer Eva Trobisch studied film at the HFF Munich. She attended the NYU Tisch School of the Arts as a guest student and followed that by a master's degree in screenwriting at the London Film School. Eva's first feature, All Good, Alles ist gut, went on to screen internationally at many festivals and received numerous awards. Her second feature, Ivo, premiered at Berlin in 2024. In addition, Eva directs for the theater, leads seminars at various German film universities, and writes essays in film journalism. She just finished shooting her third feature in early summer 2024. We talked to Eva via video call for this interview. Hi, Eva.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Our podcast Shorttake is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood, ideally, in three words?
Tired, excited.
Tired and excited. Okay, interesting combination.
Yeah, yeah. That's somehow true. Now I'm basically in the transit zone from holiday to work again.
Okay, yeah. What is your favorite way to spend time?
So at the moment, because I just come from holiday, We love to do not to love challenges with my son. Both very bad in it. Yeah, we never managed to not love. What else? Reading, hiking, cooking, holiday with friends, things like that.
Okay, we'll take all of that. You have a guilty pleasure.
I do. I love dance movies, dance shows. I love the good ones, but I also love the very, very bad ones. And I watch them at night secretly in my bed.
Okay. Any recommendations?
Yeah, I just watched a very bad one. It's the Magic Mike was dancing with Salma Hayek as a super rich feminist who is doing a strip show out of feminist reasons, which is very interesting and very funny.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have anything to be film related, but obviously it can be film related.
I really enjoyed to do the films I shot. But apart from that, maybe one job I'm really proud of is the tiny house we built for our dacha. So there is a secret new, how do you say, profession. And then I was very proud of the, how do you say in English, that not the school bag, but the thing that you...
Oh, yeah, the Schultüte.
Schultüte, yeah. First school day you get this. Yeah. And it was a ninja.
Ooh, wow.
There were ninja characters on it and little lamps in their eyes so that the eyes could shine. And I spent like 2 weeks building
wow.
that thing.
I hope it was appreciated.
It was appreciated, but it was, yeah, I figured out that I have a lot of fun doing those kinds of jobs.
Talking about appreciation, what do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Humor.
Okay.
Integrity. Mental flexibility.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty important too.
Yeah. Slight pivot. What is your favorite food?
Potatoes. This is a little ridiculous, but it's true. It could be a guilty pleasure too. Well, my ex-boyfriend, he used to cook very sophisticated stuff. He was always very disappointed. I was so focused and obsessed with potatoes, and he give that woman a potato and she's happy.
Well, but I mean, they are very versatile and very yummy.
Yeah, and you can do a lot of things with them.
Absolutely. if you weren't a director and writer, what would you be other than a tiny house architect, obviously?
I really envy people who can express themselves through music. Mm-hmm. And I think, a very sexy job would be a conductor.
Oh, yeah. What is the real life or fantasy talent you would like to have?
Maybe the musicality you need to be.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? Maybe also as an audience member, something that really made you laugh or moved you.
When I was a teenager, like 13 or 14, and we met with a couple of friends several times, and we tried to crack the riddle of Lost Highway.
Oh, okay. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
That I really can recommend. A friend gave it to me and I'm very grateful, is the short stories by Chekhov.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Yeah, that's very boring because I always say that, but it's just the truth. It's Ronja from Astrid Lindgren. Ronja Robber's daughter, or what's...
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just so cool and small. Yeah.
Have you seen the new TV series?
No.
There is one, and it's a Netflix production, but it's not out in Netflix Germany yet. I'm so frustrated. It came out, I think, in Sweden and or the Scandinavian countries, I think, in March this year. And the trailer looks really, really good. I mean, it's definitely not quite as sort of cutesy as the film was. It looks a bit darker.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really hope that, you know, we'll be able to see it soon.
Interesting that you said that, because when I was asked what film would you kind of, would you want to do a remake of, mm-hmm. I always thought I would love to do Ronja. And at the same moment, I thought, no, I couldn't do it because the film is so good that whatever I would try, I would not reach that.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can mention your own work here as well.
No. It's far away. I just finished shooting and we have 200 hours. I wanted to say,
wow.
It's, unfortunately, it's hours of material and we are still seeing it. So it will take some time. But I know that my colleague Sandra Wollner shot a film and I really liked her last one and I'm very curious.
And on top of that, is there any upcoming or established talent that you would tell our listeners to keep their eyes open for?
Yes, I just had lunch yesterday with him and it's not only because he's my friend. I think he is so fucking talented. It's Fabian Stumm. He just won in Munich and now he's going to Toronto and I think he's going to be a star.
Okay. Nice one. Now, getting a little bit personal again, what do you like most about yourself?
My friends.
What do you dislike about yourself?
My time management.
What is the last thing you regret and why? But it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be something very small.
I shot a film, a summer film in April, and I can tell everyone April is not summer. you can see it.
Uh-huh.
It's not summer, and it's most important. You can feel it. It was very cold and very rainy.
Aww.
Yeah. So if you want to shoot a summer film, don't do it in April.
Or do it maybe, I don't know, in Australia or New Zealand.
But not in Germany. We have to add one, right? Yeah, not in Germany.
Which random thing makes you happy?
It's a new discovery.
Uh-huh.
I just came back from Costa Rica and we saw baby turtles.
Oh.
Oh my God. It makes you happy, and it just freaks you out. It's so touching. They mm-hmm. you have 50 of them, and they hatch in the morning. 50 eggs hatch in the morning, and then in the afternoon, like 12 hours later, they start to crawl to the ocean, and they are like 5 centimeters big. Mm-hmm. Then they crawl with their tiny, tiny fins, and that's so brave and so cute. And then they're gone. Then they are in the wide ocean.
Do you have a life motto or a motto in general, maybe?
No. Do you?
Well, it's not really my motto, but I like it. It's from Sarah Blaskowitz.
Mm-hmm.
And she, in turn, got it from a friend. And he said, first you walk, then you run, then you fly. And we're already at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky for you. I don't know. But who would play you in a film or a series about your life?
So the first people that came in my mind were like male actors that I think they're hot. Good acting. So maybe Rutger Hauer when he was young, but only if he was still alive and I could meet him and direct.
Ooh, okay, that's an interesting choice. I like that. Perfect answer. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Eva. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.